Good morning. How are we this morning? Do you guys have any prayer requests before we start prayer this morning? It might be on your hearts.
For David and Nolan.
Anyone else? All right, let's go to our heads and go to Him in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank You once again for this day, for this opportunity to be here, dear Lord, with brethren and sisters. We pray that You will give us Your strength and guidance. We pray for the ones that are traveling, David and Nolan, that You will watch over them. We continue to pray for the various ones that are seeking, Lord. We pray that You will help them to come in contact with fellow believers, dear Lord, and that You will help lift them up, that they don't get discouraged, that You will keep their heart unsettled as they search, so that they will keep seeking and not get caught in a groove, dear Lord, that would help them to not seek Thee any longer. We pray for us here. We pray that You will give us Your guidance and wisdom, Lord. We pray for these children. Pray that You will help them to grow up to be great followers of Thee, dear Lord. Pray that You will give them Your wisdom and guidance. We thank You so much. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, we're in Job 27. And we see here in chapter 27, Job is continuing on speaking to these people, as we seen last week in this beginning of the first of 26 there, where he was saying, you know, sometimes we seek wisdom from the wrong places. We tend to go to families, or we tend to go to places of, say, people in authority, that maybe places like where we work, or different places like that if we happen to be working out. And sometimes we seek answers from people that we shouldn't be seeking from. We should seek from the Lord Himself and from fellow believers, for they know what Jesus' Word says and what He would be pleased in. We see, like in the beginning of that chapter, He says, why would I seek like wisdom from somebody that doesn't have the wisdom of God? Why would I seek strength from somebody that doesn't have the strength that God has? And we see so many times that we do that. We tend to grow up seeking in the wrong places. And so we'll start here in chapter 27. And it says, "Moreover," Job continued his parable and said, "As God liveth, who hath taken away my judgment, and the Almighty hath vexed my soul." So we see that he's a little bit bitter from this, but he's not discouraged from it. He sees that the Lord has taken that judgment away from him once again. And he's starting to see, but we read on and we'll see how he stands on firm. Even though he is a little bitter and a little bit probably hurt, he has a lot of things that has been taken away from him and a lot of pain that he had to go through. But we see that he stands firm on his belief in the Lord. And it says, "All the while my breath is in me, and the Spirit of God is in my nostrils." So as long as I'm breathing, he says, the Spirit of God is in me. "My lips shall not speak wickedness, nor my tongue utter deceit. God forbid that I should justify you till I die. I will not remove my integrity from you." He's telling them that, why would I want to justify you? You're not even really following what the Lord is, and you're trying to make me see that trying to make him see something that isn't the truth. So why would he want him, you know, follow them to justify what they're saying to him? And in the sixth verse, my righteousness I hold fast, I will not let go. My heart shall not reproach me so long as I live. Let mine enemy be as the wicked, and he that riseth up against me as the unrighteous. For what is the hope of the hypocrite, though he have gained, when God taketh away his soul? So it says here that, you know, that mine enemy shall be the wicked, and riseth up against me is the unrighteous. But we also see that in the New Testament that the Lord says for us to love our enemies. So even though we make the unrighteous and the wicked as against us, we still love them as a soul. We still have that love for their soul, that someday that they might be able to turn away from that wickedness and that unrighteousness and follow the Lord. And that's how our love can be reached out to them, to be able to reach out and maybe show them someday their ways are not right. And we go on and also that, you know, that what they have gained in this world is nothing if they lose their soul. And it says, well, in 9th verse, will God hear his cry when trouble cometh upon him? Will he delight himself in the Almighty? Will he always call upon God? These are all questions that he's asking these other people. I will teach you by the hand of God, that which is with the Almighty will I not conceal. So he's telling me, he said, I will only teach you what God is and what God has taught him. He will not conceal or try to hide away anything that is the truth. He wants to show these people what God really is, not what they perceive it to be. Behold, all ye yourselves have seen it. Why then are they thus altogether vain? This is the portion of a wicked man with God, and the heritage of oppressors, which they shall receive of the Almighty. If his children be multiplied, it is for the sword, and his offspring shall not be justified with bread. Those that remain of him shall be buried in death, and his widow shall not weep. Though he heap up silver as the dust, and prepare raiment as the clay, he may prepare it, but the just shall put it on, and the innocent shall divide the silver. So we see that even as these people put up treasures of this earth, the things that we consider on this earth as important things, we see that it's not that important if you lose your soul over it. Which is a very important thing to remember, that if we are putting up earthly treasures, we're not putting up treasures towards heaven, not towards our Heavenly Father. And it says that all these things that they do gain at the end, they won't even have. It will be taken away from them. And it says that the followers of the Lord will be the ones that actually get to see the value of what that is. And it says in the New Testament, many times it tells us that the things as we are, that we don't, the treasures that we don't put up here on this earth, we will gain when we actually see the Lord. Those treasures are what's really important, not what we can save here and what we can do. And I think it's very important that we, as we're here on this earth, we take care of what the Lord has given us to take care of. For we are stewards of Him. And we should be able to take care of what He has given us. But we also have to be careful and not make it an idol to us, or something that's more important than following the Lord. We need to have Him first in everything. And that's how we will reap the benefits when we actually see Him in heaven. And so as we read on, It says that he may prepare it, but the just shall put it on, and the innocent shall divide the silver. He buildeth his house as a moth, and as a booth that the keeper maketh. The rich man shall lie down, but he shall not be gathered. He openeth his eyes, and he is not. Terrors take hold on him as waters. A tempest stealeth him away in the night. The east wind carries him away, and he departeth. And a storm hurteth him out of his place. For God shall cast upon him and not spare. He would fain flee out of his hand. Men shall clap their hands at him and shall hiss him out of his place. So we see that as followers of the world, that we're only going to get stolen away. And the thief is Satan and his followers. They are the thieves. He is the one that tries to take those riches away from us, the everlasting life. He tries to make us see in the wrong eyes, or maybe even seek in the wrong places for those treasures and for that truth. And we know that he is false. He is trying to deceive us. So we must keep up our guard and follow the Lord. And also, like in our lesson today, that Job has not given up, even though he has hit many hurdles and has had many disasters in his life. He still says he's going to follow the Lord no matter what. He doesn't know what his future brings. He only knows what has happened to him, but even though he doesn't know, he says, I'm still going to hold true to my values and follow the Lord. And so we should do that also. We should always hold to those values and always keep that strong in our heart. All right. Does anyone have any questions this morning? Okay. Well, I guess we'll all stand then so we can say our memory verses. And so I guess we'll do like we have been doing, if you'll each one at a time come up and appear where they can hear you well and speak out. And I think maybe this time we'll start this way and move around this way. So we'll have you come first.
Isaiah 3:14. The Lord will enter into judgment with the ancients of his people, and the princes that are free and meet up in the earth, the spoil of the poor is in your house. Revelation 6:16-17. They said to the mountains and the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of the one who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of his wrath is coming, who is able to stand.
This is out of the Septuagint. Isaiah 53:7. And he, because of his affliction, opened not his mouth. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before the shearer is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. And Matthew 27:12. And when he was accused of the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing. Then Acts 8:32-34-35 about Philip and the eunuch. The place of the scripture which he read was this: he was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shear, so opened he not his mouth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this, of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus.
Zechariah 9:9. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding upon an ass and upon the colt of an ass. In John 12:14-15, And Jesus, when he had found a young ass, sat thereon, as it is written, "Fear not, daughter of mine. Behold, thy king cometh." Behold, thy king cometh, sitting on an ass's colt.
Stop it.
the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of knowledge, and the spirit of promotion. Matthew 3:16. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him. The spirit, he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting up.
Verses on anger. Anger can be in so many different forms, and so many packages, and it's something that can eat us from the inside out. So let's. I know there's even a lot of verses in there that relates to even the Lord being angry yet at His people for not following His way. So that's what I want you to look up next week.